Welcome to another episode of A Book A Day podcast. I'm your host, Deepak Rana, and as you know, this week we are doing a series on the stories from Bible. I'm presenting you the biblical narrative in the simplest format so that those of you who are not familiar with the story can learn a thing or two about it. And so far we have covered a long journey where we find that the Israelites are now in Babylon and they are held captive. How we got there, how all that transpired. If you want to learn about that, I would recommend you to check out the previous episodes and you'll get to hear the story there. Let's move forward now. What's going on in Babylon? Let's see. So now we are in Babylon and the Israelites are living there. And the king there in Babylon, he creates a gold image and he's kind of asking for people to bow down to it. It's more like the idol worship there. And as we discovered in the previous episodes, that Jehovah the God had warned Israelites to not worship any other god. So these Israelites, they would not agree to that. At least some of them did change their minds, but some were insisting that they are not going to bow down to any other god except Jehovah. So at this, the king really gets upset, and he gets into this rage, and he's saying that anybody who doesn't listen to me, doesn't follow this command to worship this gold image, I'm going to put them in a furnace and burn them down. Now a lot of people change their mind, but some, even then they don't. And then they are put in the furnace. But then once again what happens is Jehovah the God interferes and saves their lives. So magically those guys that are put in the furnace, their lives are spared. And the king there, he gets convinced that there is something profound at work. But we see over generations, over decades, the same thing prevails. That somehow the kings, they get obsessed with the idea that people should either worship them or their symbols, something close to that, and the Israelites are hesitant. Another such instance occurs when a king asks another wise man, Daniel, to worship him, and Daniel disagrees, and this time the king says that I'm going to put you in the lion's pit and you'll get consumed right there. Once again, the God interferes and his life is spared. So, as I said, these are frequent occurrences, and those who are the Israelites, their faith gets stronger. The outsiders, they probably are not still convinced. At the same time, one of these days, what happens is Daniel, who is the wise man, he narrates this Jehovah's prophecy to the kings and those noble people in the kingdom that this kingdom is going to get destroyed very soon. And as he's narrating that prophecy, what happens is there's an attack from the Persians into the Babylon, and turns out Cyrus the king, he has invaded there, and he really captures the entire kingdom. And while this is a tragedy for a lot of Babylonians, for the Israelites this comes out as a pleasant surprise, because now they are freed. So far they were held captive, they were the slaves, and Cyrus, He's being kind to them. He really helps them. And in fact, he asks them to go to their land, to Jerusalem, and build their temple over there. In fact, he asked those of the Israelites who were not able to go back to Jerusalem, he asked them to provide different riches, jewels, and all kind of money to help those people build temples, the people that were going back to their land. Those who were not going, they had, of course, their own genuine reasons. Some were very old, some were sick. Not everybody could travel that far. So some people stay back in Babylon, and almost 50,000 Israelites, they make this long trip from Babylon to Jerusalem. And as we have covered in the previous sections, that Jerusalem at that point of time was barren land. Nobody was living there for the last 70 years. And now, once again, people have arrived there. And now that they are back, they start building with the help of the altar. First, they build the altar, and then with the help of that, they start building their temple, which once again takes years and years of effort. For one reason, because this time the Persians, the king has changed, and the Persians have banned this process of building the temple, but somehow they negotiate once again, and they are allowed to do that. So they build the temple, they build the walls around it to protect their city, and everything comes back to normal again. Although things are not really the same as they were before Israelites were taken as prisoners to Babylon, but still they were fine. The challenge was that they were still under the control of the king of Persia, and while Jehovah had promised them that those Israelites, that they will have their own king, they will have their own guide, they were still away from this new guide. And this is where the Jewish story ends and the Christian story begins. Rather, it begins 450 years after this time that we are talking about. But this is the important time, because this is the most important birth of a baby, at least when we talk about Christianity. And you know who I'm talking about. So let's move on to that story. So as I said, from Jewish perspective, this is pretty much the story that ends here. And they are still waiting for that king, that Messiah. But for Christians, that person had arrived. Now, let's move on to that story. Now, we are talking about a beautiful woman called Mary, and she's an Israelite who lives in the town of Nazareth. And there's an angel, Gabriel, who comes and speaks to her. And it tells her that the God Jehovah is really pleased with her. And that is why God is going to give a wonderful thing to her, and she is going to have a baby soon, and she will call him Jesus. But then she wonders that how is this going to be possible? She wasn't married, she hasn't had a relationship with a man. How could she have a baby? So Gabriel responds that God's power will come upon you, and so you will be bearing this baby, and this will be the God's son. And then he says, remember your relative Elizabeth. People said that she was too old to have children, but soon she'll have a son. So you see, there is nothing that God can't do. It has happened before, and it will happen again. And when Mary hears this, she's really happy. She's a devoted girl, and now she hurries off to visit Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth hears this, she's also jumping out of joy. Next, we learn that Mary is about to get married to a man called Joseph. But then the trouble is, when Joseph finds out that Mary is going to have a baby, he's not really sure about it. Then once again, God's angel comes and he tries to convince him that this is all from God and she hasn't had a relationship with anybody else. And so Joseph agrees, they get married, and they wait for Jesus to be born. And this is the moment, really important moment for Christians at least. The baby is born, the baby Jesus is born. And he is born in a horse stable. And why is that? Because the ruler of Rome, Caesar Augustus, he had made a law, and according to that, Father Joseph, he had to return to his homeland. And when he goes there, he and his wife, they don't have a place to stay. They don't have a home. They don't have a room for themselves. And so they had to come there with animals and stay in a stable. And that's where Jesus is born. And everybody around them, shepherds, they come to see Jesus. They were in the fields at night taking care of the sheep. And suddenly they see this bright light shining all around them. It was an angel. And the angel told them that there is a good news for you. Christ, the Lord, he has been born. And he's going to save you people. And you will find him wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And now that we are talking about Christian beliefs, you of course know how special Jesus is for them. And that's because the significance comes from the Bible itself. It's mentioned that Jehovah the God, he took the life of his son from heaven and put it inside Mary. And right away, a baby began to grow inside her, just as other babies grow inside their mothers. But of course, this was God's son, and that's why he was so special. And now, as I've told, Jesus was born in a stable in this new city, and everybody around him is really happy to see this special child there. Now, what happens next? How's Jesus's life turns out to be? And what happens when he faces crucifixion and all the major Christianity lessons? We'll find them out in the next episode. So stay tuned, keep following. Upcoming is a very, very special episode where we'll get to the heart of this story, to the Christian beliefs and what happens to Jesus Christ. So stay tuned. And don't forget to subscribe. Thank you very much. I'll catch you the next time.